The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, the first chapter beginning at the first verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent or of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was born before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who himself is God, and is his closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today is a day of courage. Courage that we are demonstrating as progressive Anglicans, and courage because we are challenged to have faith and to apply our faith to our actions on this, both Father's Day and National Indigenous Sunday. And I think we are called to start seeing a bigger vision of God. The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah, long ago, was saying to the people, have a bigger vision. Have a vision of God, of the cosmos. But of course, at that time, the understanding of cosmos was very limited. It was sort of like a flat God. And the cosmos was just a flat earth and then a flat sky overhead, and no idea of galaxies and planets and an expanding universe. But as that came to be known to us as human beings, we sometimes have been stuck in the cosmetic thinking of the time of Isaiah, even though Isaiah was challenging us to start soaring like wings on eagle's wings. But our vision today must be bigger. We are called to have courage, just as Paul was calling us to have courage in the second reading that David read for us. And we're called to have courage to think bigger. For we've, in the past, historically, as Christians, Anglican Christians here in Canada, have been very narrow. And we had an understanding that First Nations people's spirituality was not somehow as good as our own, and that we were superior. We've judged First Nations people to be less than human. And we now know, to our own shame, that all these thinkings and judgments and actions were wrong. And we are a time of reconciliation. We're trying to make the promise of God that God's love is for all the world and to all people. We're trying to make that promise into action. So we know that's our mission. We know that's our mission in the year 2020 and going forward. But it's challenging and it takes courage to do it. I want to take you back. Now, most of you are within 10 years of my age either way. Most of you are younger than me, and maybe one or two or a couple bit older, but, you know, I'm 75. So remember back to the 50s, those of you who can, because you're old enough to remember back to the 50s. And there was Elvis Presley, and he was singing and gyrating around. And I lived on a farm. I lived on a chicken farm. And we had a lot of chickens running around. And I want you to think about this for a second. The craze of the day was white buck shoes. And in school, not only did the girls have white buck shoes, but the guys had white buck shoes. And my family was relatively poor. I mean, when we ate mainly from the garden. We ate well in the summer. And we had lots of eggs and we'd have chicken. But no, you know, that was basically it. Hamburger was a treat. So my parents actually, in love of me, that I didn't realize it until later, because I wanted white bucks, because all the other kids had white buck shoes. And so they got me a pair of white buck shoes. And I proudly wore these damn shoes to school. And of course, if you've ever had white buck shoes, they get dirty. And you can imagine living on a chicken farm, how dirty they got. And so I would spend time every day washing these shoes and then putting on it. Remember the little bottles of it, white fluid? And you'd scrub this fluid on, sort of like a paint, almost like whiteout that you use on paper. And put it on and wait for it to dry, and then carefully put them on and get, you know, sort of put them on too quickly, and you'd get whiting on your socks, and what a mess. But anyway, because I wanted to fit in, I didn't have the courage to say, forget the white buck shoes, I don't need to fit in. But I had to be a part of the crowd when I was 14, 13. Whatever the age was when I was putting on the white bucks. So that'd be in the late 50s. And we still have this crowd mentality today. We live amongst our peers. We live in our cultures. Whatever may be our work culture, we live in that work culture. And there's a sort of a status and a way of thinking. We've been horrified over the last couple of weeks thinking about racism. We see the racism, we've looked at it, we see some police action, and those of us who work with police know there's a police culture, and that culture is powerful. And their actions, if you remember that video in your mind about in Buffalo where the old 75-year-old was pushed over by a police, and then there was a policeman wanting to stop to see him, and the others pulled the police guy away. And they kept on going and leaving them there in the ground. That was a cultural thing. They all had to fit in. They were no different than those of us wearing white buck shoes. So where does the courage come in? The courage comes in the truth that we have the vision of progressive Christians. We know that First Nations people and people of color and ourselves as white people, we are all one in the eyes of God. None of us are special. None of us are better than. But we have all these subgroupings that we live within all the time, that they just buzz around us like flies. And we have to stand up and say, I'm not going to go with the crowd. I am going to stand up and be concerned about the future of the planet. And that climate change is real. And I'm going to think about divesting some of my fossil fuel investments and go for renewable investments. Or I'm going to stand up and say, this native person who's my neighbor, I'm not afraid of. I'm still horrified by that woman walking in the park in New York City and having her dog off-leash in an on-leash area and trying to blame the black guy who was coming through doing something to her. You may have seen the video. All of that is crowd thinking, and we have to move beyond crowd thinking as progressive Christians in 2020. We have to stand up for our values as progressive Christians, where we know that God has included all people, including indigenous people, our immigrant population, people of color, people of various languages, people of various pathways to God. All count before God. We are not going to allow ourselves to be caught back in the time when Isaiah was living, when they thought that God was God only of their own territory. We are bigger than that. We know that God reigns, and we have to have courage. The hymn we sang just before the reading of the gospel, we calls us to follow God and calls us to have courage and calls us to know that God is always with us as we journey. And so today on this Father's Day, Grandfather's Day, First Nations Day, I invite us all to have courage to follow Jesus, courage to have faith in a bigger God, bigger than those people sometimes have around us. They have an old belief in God that's just me and God, but it's not. It's me and God and the whole world are all one together. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.